Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them, because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hey everyone, welcome back. So today's episode is about a phrase that I hate, that I think is complete BS. It just drives me nuts, and I don't believe in it. Start before you're ready. What does that even mean? What does that even look like? Because I know people out there who tell you to start before you're ready have this idea of what it looks like to be starting before you're ready. Want to launch a podcast? Well, go launch a podcast. Okay, I just came up with the idea 5 minutes ago, sir. What does that even look like? What do I need to do? What are the logistics of it? Where do I need to post it? Who do I need to post it? Who am I talking to? What do I even want to talk about? How do I even want to get it started? What does the cover art look like? Come on. For Christ's sakes. Start before you're ready. I'm like, what does that even look like to the real world? And I'm assuming that starting before you're ready is compared to what a perfect person would do. And there ain't no perfect people in this life. This perfect person doesn't even exist. They don't. They're made up figments of our imagination that we use and that our ego uses to guilt us, shame us, judge us, and hold us small because we're quote unquote effing up life because we're not doing what a perfect person would do. Like, no. So what does start before you're ready even look like? Like, seriously, to me, you're starting before you're ready now. If you have a new idea to create a blog, create a podcast, start your own business, go back to school, get a different job, start a family, get married, start dating, I don't even know. Whatever it is for you, you are starting before you're even ready because you're thinking about it. You're asking yourself questions of what it would look like. You're daydreaming about it on your way to work. Maybe you're even daydreaming about it at work. You are doing things. You're looking up things. You're researching things. You're talking to people. You're reading books. You're listening to podcasts. Maybe you start creating a plan and doing the thing. So you're starting before you're ready. Maybe you create a vision board or a mood board for what you want your brand and blog to feel like, or your podcast to feel like. Like, what do you want it to be? So you're taking small actions and moving the needle forward to what you're wanting, to what you're wanting to create, to your dreams. So you're taking that time to do it and you're taking action. So when someone says start before you're ready, I'm like, what does that look like? Is it me getting up front on the Today Show being like, I'm starting before I'm ready, guys. Here I am. Well, what do? I just started a podcast called Built Brave. It's about blah, 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 blah. No. Like, you'd be laughed off the set. You don't have something concrete there for daytime television. Or maybe some people have bolder guts than I do. That could very well be. That's a fair statement. But my point being is you're starting now. You're doing the things now to build up competency and confidence to take action, aligned action, towards what it is that you're wanting. And I had a conversation with a friend about it this weekend. It's about her, not about her, but about me trying to articulate what it feels like when people are telling me to start before I'm ready, or that I'm resisting doing it and playing small. When I'm sitting here, I am not, because I want to do the thing, whatever the thing may be. I want to do it, but something doesn't feel right. Something feels out of alignment. It's like, for me, when something's out of alignment, it feels like a heaviness on my chest and the universe being like, mm-mm, not yet. Mm-mm, don't go there. Mm-mm. And I have done enough things in my life to where I forced things to happen and it didn't necessarily go in my favor. It's like creating IKEA furniture. Yes, I know IKEA furniture isn't the greatest, but if you don't have the holes aligned when you're putting a shelf together and then you start twisting the screw, whatever little doodads they have to connect, then you hear that crack, like you're forcing it and you hear a crack and the whole like inside of the shelf shatters and breaks the integrity of an also awesome IKEA furniture. Yeah, it's like that. So I try to avoid that as much as possible. And when I'm there feeling like I'm up against a wall and someone is forcing me to do something where I'm like, there's a misalignment going on. Like something doesn't feel right. So let me hang out here for a minute to get myself into alignment, to figure out what it is so I can free flow and step easily instead of feeling like I am forcing something with a sledgehammer that I know is going to blow up in my face. And that's not fun either. So I was explaining that to her about like bringing your head and heart into alignment and taking an aligned action, how much easier things are, how much you're more likely to take those vomit risky actions to push the needle even further in whatever you're creating to create the dream, your dreams come true, instead of being like, something don't feel right. And if something doesn't feel right, trust your judgment, trust your gut. It's coming up for a reason. I mean, I've gotten so, because I've had practice, so good at trusting my gut in certain situations about like something doesn't feel right, or if there are people who I'm like, oh, you're a great person, but there's something internally that's like, they're not your people. And so over time, I've learned not to go down that rabbit hole, because at the end of the rabbit hole, it might not be a rabbit, it might be a snake. And many times there's been a snake there, I've been like, whoa, this is why I should have listened to the universe to not go down this road. But I was just curious, quote unquote, to see what it is. And even now, I still have those people come into my life, except I don't go down that rabbit hole. And eventually, the universe will show me the reason why in a very harmonious way, not a snake, viper, bite, or sledgehammer way like it used to. So it's taking a minute to bring yourself into alignment, to take aligned action to what it is you're wanting and creating your dreams to come true. And that energy and vibration brings in more opportunities, brings in more people to support you and help you, shows you different things that you're before you're like, oh, now I have the answer to that next step, or now I'm being shown, because you brought yourself into alignment instead of taking misaligned action that always blows up in everyone's face. So now I want to put in the caveat here for a second. Analysis paralysis. So going back to, you know, building confidence and competence to do the thing that you're wanting to do. Analysis paralysis is you choosing to suffer, and it's you choosing to play small, and it's letting your ego win instead of you taking that aligned action because you're afraid. It's the synonym for insanity, the modern day synonym for insanity. You are researching on Google the same question, the same phrases, looking for a different answer when you have exhausted it and you know what your next step is. You know the answer to that question, but you're just afraid to do it. You are in alignment. You're choosing to suffer. You're choosing to suffer and you're taking insane action to stay in analysis paralysis because you're afraid. You're afraid of yourself. You're afraid of getting it. You're afraid of what other people would say. Screw other people. I have to tell myself that all the time. Like, I love you guys. Like, I create this podcast and do these solo podcasts and interview these women and have these conversations that have opened up many doors and have taught me many things over the past 5-6 months. And I've grown, but I've had to tell myself that someone needs to hear this. And if there is someone listening who I am not vibing with and I'm ruffling your feathers, okay, cool. I've triggered you in some way, so take a minute to see what it is. But if I'm not vibing with you, then I'm not your people and I'm okay. There are other people out there who are my people. But I'm taking the action. I'm taking what something is in alignment with me. I'm speaking my truth. I'm learning to shift and pivot. I'm not choosing to be in analysis paralysis. There's another level to this podcast that I want to take, and I'm figuring out what that looks like to me. What is authentic in alignment with me for me to shift, to take this to the next level, to get more of a reach out, and what does that look like? Instead of me being Googling, well, how do I get 10,000 followers on Instagram or get the unique downloads and the SEOs and all of that, which is good to know. But for me, that's not as much in alignment as figuring out what exactly I do want to talk about. Who are the people I'm talking to? Who is the specific person that needs to hear what I have to say? Who is the specific person I want to be bringing on the podcast to have conversations with? What does that look like? All of that and being in that question to get alignment and take another vomit-inducing step. Just go and like do it, whatever that looks like. And to be honest with you, I don't know what it looks like. Part of me is just like, well, I do eventually want to have men on here. And it's very niche. It is niche here, guys. Like men who are supporting women, men who are married to powerful, driven women like us. All of like to see what they go through so we can support them and us support us, because I very much do believe men and women have to be allies in bringing equality and change, that it cannot be us women being men are assholes and men playing martyrdom. That gets no one nowhere. It gets us, it's like we take one step forward and 30 steps back type of situation, which you can agree with and not agree with. I don't care. Everyone is to their own, like, believe what you believe. I'm just sharing what my beliefs are, how I change things, and what I do to grow. So that again goes back to, really don't, I will never tell you to start before you're ready. I will tell you to shit and get off the pot. Analysis paralysis. Yeah, that will come from me. That will be me being like, take action. You know what you need to do. You're just afraid of it. So take the action. You're in alignment and you're choosing not to do it. Like, your head and heart are in alignment. You know your next step. You're choosing to suffer. That is a different phrase and different motivation needed other than starting before you're ready. Like, I cannot logically think of a way for me to be like, oh, start before you're ready. No. You start obsessing over it. Whatever is on your heart, like, you're thinking about it, you're manifesting it, you're daydreaming about it. That is starting before you're ready. That is. You are preparing your mind and heart to get in alignment with each other to take the action. to go do it, to build up the confidence for when people aren't in alignment or agreeing with what you're saying. You're still like, no, I'm going to do me. I'm going to continue on this and see what happens, because I've been working on this for a long time. It's like birthing a child, which I have not had the experience of doing yet, but have heard like your creative process is like birthing your own baby, and you figure out things, you learn, you grow. It's the whole journey to get you where you're at, to get you to your goal. It's more about the journey than it is the goal, guys. It really is. It really is. So, if you think you're not starting before you're ready and you're comparing yourself to the perfect person, which doesn't even exist, here's your permission to stop. Here's your permission to give yourself grace. Here's your permission to look back and look how far you have come from when you first had the thought or the idea or the conversation about what it is that you want to do. And if you guys are in analysis paralysis, and I know you all know what that feels like, I do too. Why do you think I so passionately talk about it sometimes or on this episode? Just shift and take action. Get off the pot. See what happens. It's just the next best step for you. It's not the next 25 steps for you. Because you could take the next best step that's in alignment, and then the step after that actually isn't in alignment like you thought. And then you have to pivot and figure out what the next best step for you is that is in alignment to get you to the dreams that you're wanting to do. So you've already started before you're ready. You're doing the things. You're taking the action. If you feel like you're army crawling, heck, if you feel like you're a newborn baby just learning to lift their head and lift up to start crawling, that is still taking action. That is still starting before you are ready. That is taking stuff in alignment, building up the muscles of competency and confidence to get what it is that you want. And you will get there. Trust the timing of your life. Trust in that. Know I'm rooting for you over here on the other side of the microphone. And if you need to, borrow my trust and faith in it. I believe in you. You got this. You're doing amazing things. Maybe your outward life doesn't show it, but you are. Sometimes you have to clear space to have room and capacity for what it is that you truly want. And you'll get it. You will. And with that, I will see you later this week. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.